It's James, Sunderland through to the next round of the Capital One Cup, and now a win taking them into the weekend's Premier League fixtures. You were there last night. What was it like?
Yeah, well, finished 3-0 obviously, but I think that flatters Sunderland somewhat. I think anybody that was there could see that. It was never a 3-0 game, it was a lot closer than that. If anything, for a long period, Birmingham were the better of the two sides. Sunderland had a bit of a late burst, scored three goals in the last 13 minutes, and that's seen them through to the third round. Very much like this stage last season, when it was four late goals that took them past MK Dons to reach the third round. But they're in the third round now. They've drawn Stoke at home in the next round. That's not a bad draw. Obviously, another Premier League team. So a lot depends on the strength of the side that the two managers decide to field. I think a home draw is all you can ask for, really.
And going forward, they've got a win under their belt, a clean sheet under their belt, and a big game at the weekend.
Yeah, as you rightly say, first win of the season, first clean sheet of the season, two good things to have, you know, to your credit as you go forward into that game against QPR at the weekend. QPR have had a bit of a nightmare start, really. They lost against Hull on the opening day, and then they got hammered by Spurs last weekend, and then got knocked out of the cup in midweek against Burton Albion. So they've not won a game yet, and in fact I don't think they've scored a goal yet. They're in the opposite scenario to Sunderland, who are going to this one unbeaten in the Premier League and unbeaten this season.